It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
Kind of sad news. News that Olivia Newton-John passed away yesterday at 73 of breast cancer. You know, she obviously super famous back in the day, like 70s, 80s. But I more than likely know her from Grease. Yeah.
Yeah, she was only 73. Just tragic.
Yeah, for sure. Olivia Newton-John.
You better shape up, 'cause I need a man. But my heart is set on you.
I mean, she was iconic as Hot Sandy.
I was going to say, I mean,
that black outfit at the fair at the end of the movie.
I mean, even Innocent Sandy, she was hot.
Yes. Yeah. I know, yeah.
And then she also had a huge hit called Physical back in the day, too. This is something maybe your parents remember.
Oh, my husband was obsessed with Xanadu.
I was going to say, that was a movie and an album, I want to say.
It was a movie and an album. Yeah. The album way better than the movie. But yeah. I mean, this song was iconic, too.
Right, right, right. So she was kind of a pop powerhouse from back in the late 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
I remember being so excited when my daughters got to a certain age. I was like, oh, they're going to love Grease. And
yes.
And sat them down, and my wife and I are watching it along with the daughters, and I didn't realize how sexual
things in there. Yes.
How sexual that movie was.
Yeah, no, there were some things that caught me by surprise. She was like, oh, wow, I didn't remember that. I did not remember that either.
And, you know, I mean, the music and the songs and the musical, of the movie kind of masked everything else that was kind of surrounding it, but it was
the storyline with Rizzo was a little bit it was a little more adult than
I know
saw it,
but yeah, I know. I saw it when I was young too, and it was one of those that just kind of remembered, like, oh yeah, I liked Grease, I thought it was fun, you know, and everything. And then
the Grease lightning scene and the summer loving scene, and
for sure,
all of it,
for sure. Yeah, John Travolta, he was her co-star in Grease, and I think there was a Grease 2 and a Grease 3, and I don't think John and Olivia were
they weren't a part of those,
of either one of those. They got new.
Michelle Pfeiffer was in, I think, Grease 2.
Yeah, Danny and what's her
Sandy.
Face? Sandy. Yeah. John Travolta jumped on Twitter and just said, "My dearest Olivia, you made all of our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. Love you so much. We'll see you down the road, and we will all be together again. Yours from the moment I saw you and forever." So it was pretty sweet there. So
it was really sweet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she had been diagnosed with breast cancer a while ago, and so she
a long time ago.
Yeah, she has had an ongoing battle with that. But yeah, only 73, passed away peacefully at a ranch in Southern California yesterday, surrounded by friends and family. So anyways, yeah, kind of sad news there. But man, I'll tell you, her movie, though, lived on. Grease.
Oh, it will continue to live on. I mean, that's one of those that just, it lasts.
What, can you think of another movie where you were like, yes, I can't wait to see this again? And either it didn't hold the test of time, or you wanted so much to like show it to maybe your kids, and you're like, oh well, this movie just kind of sucks.
I think that for my husband, that was Xanadu.
Well, I remember like
the music being so much better.
I remember it was, I want to say Willow with Val Kilmer. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
That Val Kilmer was in Top Gun, and he was in all those movies, Tombstone and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in an old movie called Willow, and I remembered like watching it when I was really young and thinking, oh, this is cool. It was kind of like a Lord of the Rings sort of like a medieval, very fairy tale sort of movie. But I remember watching it when I was really young and going, oh, man, the girls are going to love this. And so I had the girls watch it, and they're just kind of like, I guess it's okay.
Over last week, we ended up watching Billy Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really awful movie.
Oh, yeah?
I'd forgotten some really awful, like,
because Adam Sandler movies kind of all blend together in my head. So Billy Madison is when he's rich and he has to go back to school. And he has to pass, or he has to graduate, like, high school in order to, like, get an inheritance or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. And he falls in love with his third grade teacher. And just,
your lips are moving, but I'm not making out the words.
It's really bad. There are some parts where I'm just like, oh, wow.
And this might be
the dumbest movie on planet Earth.
I will say that Adam Sandler movies, that is another one where I wanted my daughters to watch some Adam Sandler movies, and they were just not impressed. Like, they did not get that 90s humor that is so prevalent in those movies. The Billy Madisons. And I thought it was funny that he took his entire crew, every single movie he was in. Norm MacDonald made an appearance, you know. Chris Farley made an appearance. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All those guys. Oh, yeah, yeah. So someone texted in and said for me it was Napoleon Dynamite when I watched it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was like so, that was iconic. You thought that this is just such a cult, you know, hit when it first came out.
Yeah, and the person who texted in was like, yeah, when I watched it when I was little, I thought it was so funny. But then watching it as older, I was like, wow, this is bad. You know what? I don't know if that necessarily is the same for me. Because I watched it recently, and, well, I guess maybe you're right. You're right. Maybe I was just kind of like, oh, okay, this movie's okay. I loved the music in it, though. I thought the music in Napoleon Dynamite was fantastic. So, anyway.
Yeah. Well, and just
Happy
another
Gilmore.
Text. Had my 13-year-old son watch Happy Gilmore with us. He didn't even know who Bob Barker was.
I know. Some of these movies where you're like, you get so excited, you're like, yes, I want to show you a piece of my history. And then you're like, yeah, okay, that's stupid.
But a lot of the jokes and the references are lost because they have no idea who that is.
I know. That is dumb. Anyways, so. We bring all that up to pay tribute to Olivia Newton-John, Grease, and all that stuff. So,
she was just so beautiful. I was wrecked yesterday afternoon when I heard that. I was like, no.
Right. All right, Kelly Kay.
Okay, so we need to celebrate something magical that's happening in the animal kingdom. I'm talking about sea turtles making a comeback in Georgia. New record.
Okay.
Was broken for nests along the state coastline.
Oh, wow.
So the number of nests recorded for loggerhead sea turtles was about 3,960 nests. There were 236 nests along the Jekyll Island coastline. More than 6,000 baby loggerhead sea turtles were hatched from those nests. Mm. Now, this is good news.
Okay.
But it's still going to take like 20 years for these endangered species to recover, mainly because females don't start reproducing until about 30 to 35 years old.
Oh, so
it takes a while.
Late bloomers.
Exactly.
So we need a
now,
little.
Now, naturally, you know, we had to do some research to kind of see how this miracle occurs. And this was really interesting because there are a lot of factors that kind of make this a difficult process on top of waiting for her to come of age.
Mm-hmm.
Once a male hops on the back, all these other males come a swimming after him.
Oh.
And they start biting him, trying to knock him off of her, wedging their heads in the middle, trying to, like, nudge him off. Oh, yeah. Oh. And listen. He has to hang on for hours.
Well, yeah.
To get the job done. All the while, she's trying not to drown. Because she needs to come up for air.
Dang.
They can hold their breath for a couple of hours when they're not under stress. It's not really the gentle
It's adorable. I mean, I was going to say, it sounds adorable.
It sounds precious. But that's more of like the box turtles on land. That is a lot more of like, they have fun facial expressions on that one. But this, they're swimming. It's a battle for hours.
Wow. All right.
Not for the faint of heart.
No.
So I think, again, kudos.
That is a feel good.
Eight turtles that were persevering and working through incredible odds. I mean, it's really a sight to behold.
That is great.
I watched a video. I'm not gonna tell you how long I watched this video, but this guy literally is in the water circling these turtles with a camera, like watching this happen and like explaining the whole thing.
Wow.
It's wow. It was an educational video to watch. I'll post it. It's verified.
All right.
That way you can learn too. Show the kids.
Feel good. Do them every hour here. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Man, I tell you, I don't even want to talk about this because it's playing, I feel like, right into their marketing hands. But after the announcement that the Choco Taco was going to go away, Klondike's like, well, now that we know that you all love it, I guess we'll just keep it around.
It's genius. I don't care. Listen, I've never even had a Choco Taco, but I was like devastated to hear that I was not even going to have the opportunity to have one. Now they're saying, hang on. And I'm like, yes, I need to live in a world where I know the Choco Taco exists.
That is you in a nutshell. Like,
yes,
you have your lanes. You don't ever veer out of them. But right. But you're like, I just like knowing that these things exist just in case.
Just in case.
It's like
I might get a wild hair and say, you know what sounds good today? A Choco Taco.
It's like when a restaurant closes, you're like, oh, but then you think about it.
I never went there, but I need to know it's
I never, ever, ever actually went there. But dang it, why did Ginny's Diner close?
I know. Why
did Lynn's Paradise Cafe have to close?
Now listen, I did go there occasions.
Sure.
I did.
But anyways. Listen,
I'm still devastated about Bahama Breeze. I'm still not over that. That was my place. That was my place. I went there all the time. I was legit with that place.
So there's no timeline right now to bring this back, the Choco Taco?
Yeah, because apparently it's like difficult to produce. I think that's what comes down to a lot of these decisions is, wait, we got to go through a lot of effort to make these things, and then we don't sell as many as we need to make up that cost.
Well, and so here's what's going to happen, and I'm going to tell you now. Here's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Klondike's like, oh, wow, okay, so there's an interest in Choco Tacos. Great. So they'll, you know, bring it back, big fanfare, drive interest. It'll spike, mm-hmm. and then it'll drop off again because people will just forget about it. And then the cycle will continue.
We're putting the pressure on all the diehard Choco Taco fans to keep the interest alive. Like, you guys got to keep consistently buying the Choco Tacos if you want them to stay around.
Yeah, so Kelly can sleep at night knowing that we live in a world where the Choco Taco exists.
Just in case. I feel like when like an ice cream truck is nearby, uh-huh. and they might have one,
uh-huh.
I could be like, you know what, today's the day.
Today's the day I'm going to get a Choco Taco.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey.
It's got the makings of everything to be amazing. It really does.
DJX.
Now, listen, we'd say on this show that there's learning that happens. A lot of it is organic. some of it is accidental. But some of it is also on purpose. All right?
And thanks to the internet.
Yeah, and this is one of those times. So we like to bring stupid fact of the day. Just random things that kind of make you scratch your head, all right?
Well, yeah, you found it on the internet, so it must be true.
Like, an adult white rhino can produce as much as 50 pounds of poop in one day.
I'm sorry, back to truck up. First of all, is this like a specific rare rhino? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, most of the rhinos I've seen are gray.
Yeah, I...
Are they not producing as much poop?
Maybe not.
As a white rhino?
I know.
I've never seen a white rhino.
White rhino is called a white rhino, even though it's gray.
Oh, okay, good. So this is not like an albino rhino.
Right, no, oh, not an albino rhino.
That is way fun to say, though.
Yeah.
There's albino-like alligators, right? Yeah.
It still looks like a kind of a normal rhino.
I need to see an albino rhino, though. That's fun to say.
I wonder if they do have albinos in the rhino species.
Okay. Is there such a thing?
While you're doing that...
Albino rhinos.
I happen
we
to...
We don't really need to.
Well, this is the sound of... They're very quiet when they mate.
Oh, great. That's great.
Rhinos mating.
They're gentle lovers.
They're gentle lovers. And oh my gosh.
Whoa. They're not small animals.
In any way.
Okay. All right. How many views on this?
1 million.
Wow.
And it's a verified video. So that's why. Wow. Oh, God.
That's too much learning.
I shouldn't have YouTubed
that. Look away.
That.
Why are you still looking? You're still looking.
I shouldn't
You're
have.
You're staring, really.
He's done.
They want their privacy.
He's done.
Okay.
Kelly, they did not want their privacy because they did it right in front of the tourists. So.
Oh, wow. You know? They're just putting on a show. They're Absolutely. Like, hey, you see these people? Let's give them a show.
All right. So once again, stupid fact of the day. An adult white rhino can produce as much as 50 pounds of poop in one day. And they are gentle lovers.
Oh, that's great.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so coming up right around 7 o'clock, I don't know if you remember maybe a couple, I guess it would have been last month, we talked to a listener who had spotted her friend's fiance on Bumble, or a guy that she thought was her friend's fiance.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do.
And we were all like... You know what? You've got a mutual friend, so why don't you go to the mutual friend and say...
And see if there's like a story behind it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what this is about, because we're like, could be networking.
Right. And she admitted that she wasn't super good friends with, you know, this girl.
Right.
So anyways, we got an update for you coming up here right around 7 o'clock, okay?
Okie dokes.
Before that, set at the bar... You know, in Brokeback Mountain, remember that movie?
Uh-huh.
Jake Gyllenhaal couldn't quit Heath Ledger.
Okay.
Well, this guy can't quit robbing banks.
Oh, we're equating that to a romance from a movie? Kind of different categories, but okay.
It's early, Kelly.
All right.
The set of the bar story coming up here in just a few minutes. Iconic scene from Brokeback Mountain where Jake Gyllenhaal is talking to Heath Ledger. He's like, I just can't quit you.
Is it? We're still doing that little connection?
It's 99.7 EJX. Well, Steven can't quit Robin Banks.
It's like a romance worthy of a movie?
Yeah, he walks by a PNC and he's like, I just can't quit you.
Oh, wow. You know what? I just really want to rob you right now. I just want to go in there and just take money. Yeah. I don't think it's the same thing.
Setting the bar, Kelly. What are these?
It's examples of what not to do.
Mm. So if you can manage to make it through the day without making a career out of robbing banks, you're doing okay.
Yeah, no, it's really not. I mean, you think it pays well. Like, on the surface, on paper, it pays well.
Steven...
Yeah, you have to, like, put in a lot of effort, but it's not a good way to go.
Steven is 67 years old.
Oh, Steven should know better than that.
Just arrested last month, charged with several bank robberies in the area, including one in July, led to his arrest. Now, he's been called the old man bandit, not just because of his age, but because he's been robbing banks... For 45 years.
Oh, wow. That is almost a storybook romance.
I just can't quit you.
Almost.
This old guy?
He's already achieved so much, and yet he's still goal-oriented and still focused. And he has a 5-year plan.
What is it? Don't die?
Speaking of Adam Sandler movies.
He's got a 5-year plan.
So his first robbery, the first one that wet his palate to this career field, dated back to 1977. That we at least know of.
Okay, that was when he dipped the toe.
Yeah.
In the deep end there.
Right.
Before he just dove right in and said,
This is the career path I want.
That's my calling. It's my path.
Yeah. And you know what? He probably looked for colleges for, you know, courses on robbing banks and couldn't find any. And so he was like, you know what, I'm just going to have to do this on my own. So,
I'm going to be a trailblazer, a pioneer in my field.
A pioneer, if you will. So, again, setting the bar. Don't be like Steven. If you can make it through the day without making a career out of robbing banks, 45 years.
Yeah, the retirement plan is not great. There's no pension. I mean, there kind of is. You know what? There is some free housing, though. Some free housing awaits.
You're right. Three hots in a cot. Isn't that what they say? Yes. All right. So there you go. Setting the bar on 99.7 EJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. So I don't know if you remember last month, we spoke to a listener. Her name was Maya, and she was on Bumble just swiping, trying to find a man for herself. But then she happened upon a guy who she thought looked familiar.
And then she was like, I don't know what to do with this information.
Yeah. In fact, the guy that looked familiar was, in fact, one of her... She's not a great friend, she admits, but she is
more of an acquaintance friend. Yeah.
Yeah. One of her fiancés.
Oh. So. Her friend's fiancé. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, anyways, we were all like, hey, you know what? Why don't you go to a mutual friend? All that stuff. Anyways, we have an update for you coming up here just after 7. And can I give you just the first line?
Okay.
Of the update, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, well, I've got an update, and I know I told you I didn't like to spread gossip and start drama, but I did.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I'm going to have to grab some snacks.
Logan going to be out there along with future and former UofL and UK players, Lou City, Racing Lou players, and more. Details, WDGX.com. You can get tickets and all that stuff. So that'll be fun tomorrow night at Jim Patterson Stadium.
I mean, if you're playing kickball, get some soccer players, right?
Yeah, right? That's the way to do it. It's 99.7 exactly. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So, all right. So I want to say recently we spoke to a listener, Maya. And Kelly, give us kind of the recap on what we discussed with Maya and her situation last month.
So she was swiping on Bumble and stumbled across a friend's fiance's profile and was like, oh, hey, what do I do with this? Do I confront that friend? We're not really super close. And we kind of like landed on encouraging her to go to a mutual friend that's closer to this friend.
Yeah.
And like say, and tell them what you saw and ask their advice on how to handle it.
Right, right. Apparently they were actually getting married this summer too. And so she was just kind of like, you know, kind of clocks ticking and all that stuff. So we have an update. She writes, hey, Ben and Kelly, well, I've got an update, and I know I told you I didn't like to spread gossip and start drama, but I did.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Here's the sentence. So the wedding was supposed to be this weekend.
Oh, no.
But got canceled, and I think it's because of the pot I stirred up.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well, it looks like she was onto something.
Yeah, and maybe that's a pot that she needed to stir up. Who knows?
Maybe.
All right, Maya continues. She goes, I decided at first to take the approach you all suggested and go to our mutual friend, show her the Bumble profile, play dumb, let her take things from there knowing I did my part.
Oh, yeah, we did say play dumb. Yeah. We said that. It's like, that takes the onus off you. Just show it to the friend that's closer and let them decide.
Yeah, be like, is this that guy?
Is that who I think it is?
Like I said, I was going to do that at first.
Oh, no.
Because before I got to our friend, I randomly run into her, the bride-to-be, at Target.
Oh, no. And then you're like, you're confronted with a situation you weren't considering. And like now, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. It starts to spiral out of control.
Right. It's like, hey, Maya, how are you? It's like, oh, hey. she writes, I don't know what came over me because I don't like drama. But after saying our hellos and catching up on the wedding preparations, I awkwardly tell her I saw something that I felt like I needed to show her.
Right there in Target.
I could tell she thought I was being coy because she smiled and said, oh, really?
Oh,
and asked me to spill it. Oh, I can picture that.
I can too. You know, it's just
like,
I can too.
Like she's just thinking she's going to get some juicy gossip or something.
Okay. About somebody else.
Yep. I pull up her fiance's profile on Bumble and ask her if this was her fiance. I assured her that I wasn't trying to start anything, but thought this person looked like her man.
Oh, God.
She got quiet.
Oh, no. Confirmation.
And then said, well, this is embarrassing. That's him. And his profile picture is from our most recent vacation together.
Oh, wow.
Bold move, sir.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I apologized to her and told her I'd help however she needed me to. She thanked me and left.
With one, like, gesture of a phone, just turning it like that.
Yeah.
Wrecked just everything in the middle of a Target run.
In the middle of Target, yeah. A few days later, she texted me and thanked me again because she found out he had been going on dates with women he met on the app and even got with the mutual friend of ours that I was going to approach about this originally.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that was a loaded sentence. Oh, my gosh.
She writes, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Wow.
She called off the wedding, and actually we have become much closer friends ever since. So she may have lost.
Well, that's good.
So she may have lost a stupid cheating fiance.
Yeah.
But I'd like to think she gained a closer friend in me.
And sounds like a stupid cheating friend as well.
Right. Thanks again for talking about my situation, because I definitely would have just minded my own business and not brought anything up. We saved her some future heartache. Love your show, yeah. Maya.
Oh, my gosh,
wow.
Maya. I mean, slow clap for you. I mean, I know you kind of like ended up in a situation that started off being unintentional, but ended up, I think, what needed to happen.
Like, think if she had actually taken our advice, or I'd had caught up with the mutual friend before the fiance.
Like, no, that's not him.
Or just gone, yeah, I don't know. I'll let her know. And
oh,
then
yeah, that could have been too. Yeah,
right.
Just brushed it off.
Right, and not done anything with it.
Wow, wow, wow.
All right.
Wow!
Man.
I'm blown away by all that. I did not see that coming. Just right there in the middle of a Target run.
Who thought? So
Who
much drama
thought?
Goes down in the aisles of Target.
Yeah, man.
All right, well, hey, Maya, thank you for the update. We appreciate you following back up with us. And, even though it's a tough situation, I love the fact that you and she have become closer.
Yeah, I think it really revealed to her like who the honest people are in her life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dang.
I think, I'm a strong believer of everything happens for a reason.
There you go.
Maybe that was the reason why Maya was the one that saw all that and it happened the way it did.
Yep. Yep. All right, Maya, thank you. Appreciate it. And keep us posted on anything else. All right, Harry Styles now. It is 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories, phone taps, and more on the way this hour. Hang on.
Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. It's only been a couple of days, and I miss you. Yeah. Nothing really goes to plan. Or break your camera. I'll do everything I can to help you through. If you're feeling down, I just wanna make you happier, baby. With sorrows around, I just wanna make you happier, baby. We've been doing all this late night talking. Baby.
Good stories do this every single hour throughout the morning. All right, Kelly Kay. And
Lauren was just, she was on the beach in Nantucket. She found something unusual wash up on shore. Now, she was thinking at first when she saw this freezer, it was a freezer washing up on shore. She's like, well, please don't let there be a dead body. Please don't let there be a dead body.
Right.
Like, that's her first thought.
Yeah, for sure.
Good news, no dead body.
That is good news.
In fact, it was full of ice cream.
A freezer full of ice cream washed up on shore in Nantucket.
Washed up on shore in Nantucket. And the beach wasn't crowded, but there was a group of about a half dozen gathered around the freezer. I'm like, what is going on? Looking in there. And I don't know where it came from. Some of it looked like, you know, it'd be pretty tasty. It looked like the strawberry bars had like the crunchies around it.
Yeah.
There's some of those in there. And I'm just wondering if you... or on that beach, you see a freezer full of ice cream wash up on shore. Are you diving in?
Is it still frozen?
It looks like it. It looks like, I mean, it looks like it could be, some of them look a little rough. But or, others, you know, like, hey, I feel like there's enough packaging there.
You're running to, you know, the Circle K or to the Thorntons there real quick, and you go in and you see a manager's sticker on a, on a Good Humor bar, and it says
yes, washed up on Nantucket.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you buying it?
I may risk it. I may.
I'm thinking the ones that a lot of them are individually wrapped. Right?
Yeah, if it's individually wrapped and it's still frozen,
the box looks a little rough, but I feel like the package inside probably still good.
I might risk it.
I might risk it too.
All right, we're learning about each other.
Exactly. Anyway, I'm calling that a feel good.
Okay.
When you're just walking on the beach and a freezer full of ice cream washes up on shore, that doesn't happen every day,
does it? Doesn't happen every day, no.
Exactly. Feel good.
All right.
Tweeting it at Ben and Kelly Show.
DJ X, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Look, it's always fun meeting new neighbors, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah. Fun to just kind of introduce them to the neighborhood, to your favorite things, and sometimes your favorite morning show.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Josh wrote to us, a couple moved in next door to us a few months ago. We've become really good friends in that time.
Mm-hmm.
We hang out in each other's backyards. We have barbecues, stuff like that. It's been great.
Yes.
Now I want to introduce Eric and his wife to what you guys do. LOL. How about calling him with a phone tap? He'd be a great victim.
Okay, so Robert Hassenpepper lives in the neighborhood, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, and he wants to float an idea past Eric. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there, is this Eric?
Yep.
Eric, Robert Hassenpepper. I live in your neighborhood, maybe about 3 or 4 blocks away, and I'm calling about a business that I've started.
Okay.
Now, this is going to sound a little bit odd, but bear with me. So I got this drone for my birthday a couple months ago, and I've been flying it around my backyard.
I don't have a whole lot of time here. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, sorry. I understand. I'll get to the point. So anyways, I was flying this drone around my backyard. It's a pretty big yard, you know, and I noticed that from up above, the drone camera can see all the places that my dog left a, well, you know, what dogs leave in your backyard. you know, dog landmine.
Okay.
So I can fly this drone around the yard, then I can print out an aerial photo of my backyard, and I can see where all my dog droppings are, and it makes it easier for me to go clean them up.
Okay, I'm still not sure why you called me.
Oh, right, Eric. Well, you know, before I used this drone, sometime I'd walk around the yard with my scooper, my bag, and I'd still miss some, so I decided to start a business. People can sign up with me once a week. I'll fly my drone over their property and send them a digital photo of all the places that they need to scoop the poop.
Again, this may be a great idea, but I don't think I'm in the market for something like that.
Well, I understand, but let me ask you this. If you were in the market for this service, which of the names would appeal to you?
I should go.
Like the Feces Finder?
The Feces
Finder. I don't know, man.
What about the Doo-Doo Drone?
Can we wrap this up?
What if I call my drone the Turd Bird?
Come on, man. I don't want to name your business, and I don't want to use it either.
Okay, okay. Well, before you shut it down, I should tell you that I'm offering the first flyover for free, and I've already flown my drone over your property.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's trespassing.
Nah, it's a free offer. Just give me your email address, and I'll send you a pic of your backyard, all with all the dog droppings highlighted.
Dude, you're not going to find anything like that in my yard. I don't have a dog.
Really?
Really?
No pets at all, huh?
No, just me and my wife.
Well, I should tell you that the drone picture of your backyard found three piles out there.
Oh, God. Well, that can't be right.
Well, if you don't have any pets and you didn't leave those piles, maybe you should talk to your wife about this. I mean, I don't know what kind of kinky stuff you guys are into or she's into, but...
Pal, I'm hanging up now, and my next call is to report you. I'm sure what you're doing right now is... super illegal.
Wow. Well, you look kind of angry.
I am angry.
Look. Well, I can see that. My drone is outside your window right now. Hello. How are you?
What?
No. Eric, we're all just joking. It's a big joke. It's you are on the radio, though. It's 99.7 DJX. It's a little phone tap.
Are you f***ing with me right now?
No, Josh. You know Josh, right? He gave us the idea and wanted us to mess with you a little bit.
Oh, my God. That was messed up, okay? Man, I can't believe I stayed on the line that long, man.
And welcome to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Seriously, the turd bird? I can't believe.
I'm floating patents around.
I do like the doo-doo drone. That's genius. I feel like he could be onto something with his business. I feel like.
Did we gain a listener there, Kelly?
I don't think so. No, not at all. He's not coming back.
All right, that's your phone tap. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Look, it's always fun meeting new neighbors, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, fun to just kind of introduce them to the neighborhood, to your favorite things, and sometimes your favorite morning show.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Josh wrote to us. A couple moved in next door to us a few months ago. We've become really good friends in that time.
Mm-hmm.
We hang out in each other's backyards. We have barbecues, stuff like that. It's been great.
Yes.
Now I want to introduce Eric and his wife to what you guys do. LOL. How about calling him with a phone tap? He'd be a great victim.
Okay, so Robert Hassenpepper lives in the neighborhood, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, and he wants to float an idea past Eric. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there, is this Eric?
Yep.
Eric, Robert Hassenpepper. I live in your neighborhood, maybe about 3 or 4 blocks away, and I'm calling about a business that I've started.
Okay.
Now, this is going to sound a little bit odd, but bear with me. So I got this drone for my birthday a couple months ago, and I've been flying it around my backyard.
I don't have a whole lot of time here. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, sorry. I understand. I'll get to the point. So anyways, I was flying this drone around my backyard. It's a pretty big yard, you know, and I noticed that from up above, the drone camera can see all the places that my dog left a... Well, you know what dogs leave in your backyard. you know, a dog landmine.
Okay.
So I can... fly this drone around the yard, then I can print out an aerial photo of my backyard, and I can see where all my dog droppings are, and it makes it easier for me to go clean them up.
Okay, I'm still not sure why you called me.
Oh, right, Eric. Well, you know, before I used this drone, sometime I'd walk around the yard with my scooper, my bag, and I'd still miss some, so I decided to start a business. People can sign up with me once a week. I'll fly my drone over their property and send them a digital photo of all the places that they need to scoop the poop.
Again, this may be a great idea, but I don't think I'm in the market for something like that.
Well, I understand, but let me ask you this. If you were in the market for this service, which of the names would appeal to you?
I should go.
Like the Feces Finder?
The Feces
I don't know, man.
What about the Doo-Doo Drone?
Can we wrap this up?
What if I call my drone the turd bird?
Come on, man. I don't want to name your business, and I don't want to use it either.
Okay, okay. Well, before you shut it down, I should tell you that I'm offering the first flyover for free, and I've already flown my drone over your property.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's trespassing.
Nah, it's a free offer. Just give me your email address, and I'll send you a pic of your backyard, all with all the dog droppings highlighted.
Dude, you're not going to find anything like that in my yard. I don't have a dog.
Really?
Really.
No pets at all, huh?
No, just me and my wife.
Well, I should tell you that the drone picture of your backyard found three piles out there.
Oh, God. Well, that can't be right.
Well, if you don't have any pets and you didn't leave those piles, maybe you should talk to your wife about this. I mean, I don't know what kind of kinky stuff you guys are into or she's into, but...
Pal, I'm hanging up now, and my next call is to report you. I'm sure what you're doing right now is super illegal.
Wow. Well, you look kind of angry.
I am angry.
Well, I can see that. My drone is outside your window right now. Hello, how are you?
What?
No. Eric, we're all just joking. It's a big joke. It's you are on the radio, though. It's 99.7 DJX. It's a little phone tap.
Are you f***ing with me right now?
No, Josh. You know Josh, right? He gave us the idea and wanted us to mess with you a little bit.
Oh, my God. That was messed up, okay? Man, I can't believe I stayed on the line that long, man.
And welcome to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Seriously, the turd bird? I can't believe.
I'm floating patents around.
I do like the doo-doo drone. That's genius. I feel like he could be onto something with his business. I feel like.
Did we gain a listener there, Kelly?
I don't think so. No, not at all. He's not coming back.
All right, that's your phone tap on 99.7. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. It's kind of bizarre to think that a celebrity is getting in the way of their upcoming wedding. And we're talking about a listener and his fiance. But that's the case as we get ready to dive into the DMs, which, by the way, if you ever have an issue that you want a little help with, you can shoot it over to us in a DM at Ben and Kelly Show. It's funny. We'll get several people who, you know, pretty much daily will just be like, hey, how can I ask you guys? They'll DM us and say, hey, how can I ask you guys a question? It's like, well, I mean, it literally just ask
you
us,
just,
right?
Like how you just asked us that question?
Right, right, exactly. I mean, it's real easy. Just at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any of those ways. Or just if you want to do it more anonymously, you can. WDJX.com. You can click on group therapy and submit it that way as well. But
lots of ways to get in touch with us.
Yeah, so after it's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. At Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We'll dive into the DMs and try to help you out.
Got a message. Hey, Ben and Kelly, can you help me out here? My fiance is obsessed with BTS.
We talking like the K-pop band, BTS? Yes.
Like she spent well over $5,000 between albums, concerts, and merch.
Oh, okay.
Super fan. I would label that a super fan. Wow. We're trying to save for a wedding. It's getting a bit annoying how she makes me pinch pennies when it comes to my hobbies and interests. But the minute a new light stick or album drops, she's ordering one in every color.
Wow. Okay.
How do I convince her that her spending is unnecessary and that we both need to be conscious of our spending leading up to the big day? I feel like he's got a very valid point. She's buying glow sticks the minute they come out in every color. They have glow sticks? I don't know if I've ever seen. I haven't really done a deep dive into the BTS merch world.
Yeah.
That sounds like it would make sense, though.
Really, at the root of this, it's what is important spending?
Right. What are we labeling as must-haves?
Right.
I think she's got a different idea of must-haves than he does.
Yes.
And, yeah, especially when they have a common goal of getting married. It's a very pricey endeavor if you're going to have a big wedding and invite everybody.
Yeah, you know, for sure. For sure. I mean, yeah. Unless she is trying to get the band to play their wedding.
That's going to be a tall order, I think.
I mean, who knows? Like, with some of these
super fans, and I know that I've spoken to several of these groups over the years, whether they be Hanson fans or NSYNC fans or One Direction fans or, you know, New Kids on the Block from back in the day fans.
Fan fans.
Yeah. I mean, they find ways to get access that you and I don't.
Okay. But yeah, she's trying to get married.
Well, so yeah, that's true.
back to the case in point here is we need to convince her, like, hey, this is not a necessary expense right now. Yeah. When you get to the point where you have some extra money that you can spend any way you want, then you can
maybe it's,
start building up your merch collection.
I mean, maybe it's a discussion of, look, when we become married, and maybe they will have separate accounts when they're married, but you can still kind of go with the, look, we're trying to do this together. And so
they need to have a couple budget, you know, like this, right. These are our common goals. We're trying to get married. I don't know if they have a house yet or, you know, where they're going to live, what that situation is. They need to look at, they're forming a family. So they need to have like a budget between the two of them to help them navigate how they're going to finance the necessities in their life.
And if I've got to lay off beef jerky, then you've got to lay off BTS.
Yes. And BTS.
Yeah, I'm just assuming there. All right.
It sounds like she does need to mature a little bit in that if she cannot see that spending all that money on albums, concerts,
well,
and merch,
it does. It really
is not a necessary expense right now in their life.
I was going to say, take BTS out of it. That could be, you know, anything other than basic utilities and necessities, right. Could be labeled as not important spending. Like the $5,000 that she's spending on BTS could be, you know, on new clothes, on, you know, a subscription.
We'll call it recreational spending.
Recreational spending. Yeah. And so I think it's really just showing her that, hey, we're both needing to make sacrifices in order to have the wedding that we both want.
Yes. The hobby needs to take a back seat until we can accomplish these goals as a couple.
Right. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Invite us to the wedding. Maybe I can get you.
Do you think there's going to be a theme? Do you think she's going to incorporate that into, like,
I don't know,
BTS themed reception? I don't know. I think it can absolutely, it's going to be added to the playlist for the DJ. Are they not? Absolutely.
I would think that Butter's probably going to be their first dance.
The hotness, right? It slaps.
It does. All right. So, hey, good luck and keep us posted there on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It's funny. I ran across this list of the oldest celebrities that people still find hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a couple I think I could add to that list.
I know. And it went bonkers on Facebook when we posted it. Okay. And so we'll dive in here in just a sec on 99.7 DJX. So there was a list of the oldest celebrities that regular people still find attractive. And that included people like Viggo Mortensen.
Okay, so what age are we considering older?
I would say probably like 65 plus, like, you know, retiring age sort of type of
Viggo
person.
Viggo is over 65?
Well, Google him real quick.
Okay.
Sally Field, Dolly Parton. So I was wondering who the oldest celebrity you find hot is.
Okay.
And
He's 63. Viggo is 63.
Well, there you go. All right. So not quite 65, but yeah. Pierce Brosnan was one that a lot of people brought up on Facebook. George Clooney.
Yes.
Sam Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People love his voice.
Right. He's always in those Western movies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got that mustache.
I would have to agree with Sally Field and Dolly Parton. I think both babes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Harrison Ford was another name that came up.
Yes.
Tracy.
Man, it was Olivia Newton-John, and I'm not even kidding. Like, huge. Oh. But, I mean, you know, let's go like these, like, Jeff Goldblum, he's holding it, you know? I mean, he's getting pretty old, you know? I was kind of impressed recently. I saw him in some, maybe it's a stupid commercial or something.
Well,
and I was like, hey, he's like all in black. And I'm like, all right, he's holding his own, you know?
All right, I see. Missy writes, Kevin Costner, that raspy voice.
Yeah.
He's kind of come on strong. Yeah, I was going to say, with Yellowstone, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Yeah, Sean Connery is another name that came up. These are the old celebrities that you still find hot. What about for you, Kelly?
For me? Oh, see, because Brad Pitt's getting up there. He's always been my standard.
Come on.
He was the OG. You have to go. Even before I declared publicly my love for Ryan Reynolds.
You have to go older than Brad Pitt.
I do.
Yes. Brad Pitt is, well, Brad Pitt's 58. But I'm going to say you got to go older than Brad Pitt. You got to go like mid to upper 60s, 70s.
Okay. All right. I will say, you know what? I feel like Kevin Bacon is in a little bit more of an unconventional choice, but I think he's handsome.
Is Kevin Bacon your jam?
Could be.
All right. Kevin Bacon at 64 years old.
I mean, Jamie Foxx, he's getting up there. He's over 50. But are you saying like over 60?
Yeah.
Is what we need?
How old is Denise Richards? Oh, she's only 51. All right,
yeah,
damn.
No. Yeah. All right. I literally Googled hot older male celebrities.
Did you really?
Add over 60. Because I don't know who's in the list. I got to go. Ooh, hey. Well, see, they only give me. Most of them keep saying, like, listen, just stay over 50 and you're okay. If you have to go over 60, list is getting real.
You got to go over 60. Sir. So, Becky brings up one that is a fan favorite in our house right now, Elvis Presley. You know, obviously not still living, but,
right.
And, you know,
I feel like we keep a rule that they have to have a heartbeat, right?
Well, yeah, because he didn't even get over, like, he didn't get out of his 40s. He died in his 40s. So, so that, you know, that's, we didn't even get to see an older Elvis Presley. But,
no, we didn't.
Denzel Washington, Whitney rolls in with that. Give me some Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck, yes.
Tom Selleck.
You know what? Robert Redford.
Oh, really?
He's pretty handsome.
Man, he's got some wrinkles, though.
Yeah, he does.
That dude has.
Oh, gosh, he's 80. Is he? No. Is he 86?
Yeah, that dude's old.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe I haven't seen him in a while.
You're still thinking of Robert Redford from The Natural.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, listen, can we include Tom Cruise? Because he's in his 60s.
Are you?
I feel like we include Tom Cruise. And if so, he's the winner, chicken dinner.
For you?
Yeah.
I mean, he is 60.
I think we count it. 60 and older.
Are you just saying 60 because...
Yes.
I mean, are you just saying...
Listen, the pickings get real slim. If we are starting to get into the 80s, and it's just kind of gross.
All right. Okay. Say you are looking for an older second husband. All right.
An older second husband?
Yeah. You move to Utah. Everything's good. And you are looking for an older second husband.
No.
Who is in his 70s to 80s. Someone that you need to, you know, be able to get physical with.
Need to do that.
No. That's.
I can't even smooch anyone.
No, Kelly, in order for this to work, it has to.
I don't want it to work though. I don't want it to work. I don't.
All right, we'll start with me.
If
Elizabeth and I moved to Utah and I had to take on a second wife.
Fairly confident she's not on board with that.
It doesn't matter what she thinks right now.
Okay. Great. What's over 60, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going.
Did you Google like hot?
No, I haven't. I'm just going.
Female celebrities over 60.
I mean, because Cindy Crawford's getting up there, and she is still a babe.
She is still a babe, 100%. So is Christie Brinkley.
Cindy Crawford's 56. She's not old enough. All right.
Okay. Not old. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's got to be older. She's got to be older. Christy Brinkley. All right. Christy Brinkley is rolling in at 68 years old. Oh, yeah.
Okay, then. Babe. She's babelicious.
I might have to.
Yeah, you got to add her to the list. You have to.
All right. Christy Brinkley's going to be one of my wives.
Okay. Great. Congratulations. Ooh, well done.
How old is Vanna White?
Kim Basinger. She still looks good.
How old is Vanna White? Vanna White.
Oh, she's, yeah.
Vanna White's 65. All right, bringing Vanna White with me.
All
Vanna White's going to be one of my wives.
Listen, Christy Brinkley does top this list. When I found stunning celebrity women over 60, she's number one.
You know what? I'm bringing Sally Field at 75 years old along with me too.
Really?
Heck yes. And Dolly Parton.
Can I also toss in, because I just saw a commercial recently, I think for like some glasses, eyeglasses, Sharon Stone, still a babe.
Okay, so I have my list of about five wives that I'm taking with me.
Well, congratulations.
What about you?
I don't have as many, nearly, to add to the list. I'm just going to invite Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise isn't old enough. He's not old enough.
He's old enough for me.
He's not old enough. So someone texted him, Ben, go for Kris Jenner and become a Kardashian. you know, Kris isn't too bad. I don't know how old she is, though.
Oh, let's see. Oh, listen. How old is... I kind of already mentioned it, but... They keep giving
you are,
me just...
You are skirting the issue.
I don't like this conversation, really. If I'm comfortable if I'm over 50.
No, I'm saying that's too young.
All right.
That's too
Liam
young.
Liam Neeson, 65.
All right, you're...
I'll say Liam Neeson and Harrison Ford, 75. That's my top... Wait a second. Richard Gere rolling in at 68 years young, still hot.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
So your husbands will include Richard Gere, mm-hmm. Harrison Ford. Is that what you said? Harrison Ford?
Yeah, yeah, he's 75. He's going to be the patriarch of the family.
Okay. What do you have in Harrison Ford whisper in your ear to get you going?
Listen, we don't need to get into that. We really don't need to get into
Is he whispering?
I'm just telling you who's going to be there hanging out at the big mansion where we're going to be living.
Is he whispering the...
No.
The scene from Empire Strikes Back when he's getting frozen in kryptonite.
Probably.
And he's like, or not in kryptonite, in carbonite. And he goes, I know. And you're whispering to Harrison Ford, I love you. And he's like, I know.
Okay, maybe. Listen, I will also invite Kurt Russell, who's 67, and Mark Harmon from NCIS, 66 years young. Still handsome.
Mark Harmon.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've never been an NCIS fan, but I like me some Mark Harmon, handsome man.
Okay, so there you go.
Fun conversation, though.
Yeah. I find it a little troubling that you couldn't let your mind just slip in there.
No, I don't need to go there. No, mm-mm. I think it's more of like a hot companionship at that point. You know, I just like, listen, you be pretty, you come live in the house so I can look at you. Uh-huh. I don't think I need to smooch on them.
All right, so the Facebook page is up with a bunch of your suggestions, too. 7DJX, I guess I feel kind of lucky that I haven't ever had a situation where I move into a place and my neighbors are just absolutely unbearable, you know?
Oh, that's always the fear when you're thinking, okay, we're going to move into this new place. What are we going to get next door?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, even when I lived in apartments, you know, even then I dealt with reasonable neighbors. And
that's good because you can share walls with people in that situation.
Yeah, I did live, when I lived in Indiana, I did live in an apartment where my upstairs neighbor, I could hear his music all the time, and he would constantly have music on, but it was never like so bothersome that I would have to like go up and be like, yo, dude, you got to turn that down. But
okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, sometimes that's the least of your worries when it comes to neighbors.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, we've had stories here, even setting the bar stories, where, you know, people on their own property walk around naked.
Yeah. There was a, you know, recent story about naked neighbors, like, doing yard work. Yeah. Naked.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what?
And they couldn't do anything about it.
Yep, because it's on their property.
So. Yep, not against the law.
So Grant reaches out to us with an issue that he's experiencing with a neighbor that is doing something that he's claiming, look, you can't do anything about it because it's on my property.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we'll get...
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Grant wrote to us, Ben and Kelly got kind of a crazy situation I need your opinion on. My creepy AF neighbor is not hiding the fact that he's using his phone to record videos of my wife.
Oh, gosh.
Just the other day, he was making a video of my wife washing her car in our driveway.
Dang.
Now, she came in to get me to make him stop.
Right.
I went over there, told him to stop recording, and he told me he can do whatever he wants on his property and that I was trespassing.
Oh, what a jerk.
The last thing I need is a legal issue, so I backed down and my wife just went inside. I told my friend about it. He said there really wasn't anything I could do.
Mm.
Really? We've been in our house for like 6 months.
Oh, no.
And we would hate to try to move, especially the way that housing is right now. We were lucky to get what we have, but this guy is clearly off his rocker, and he's hard to ignore.
Mm.
So what do you suggest I do? Thanks a ton.
Man, I feel for him because especially if you've been looking, and you find a place, you get the house you want, it's in the neighborhood you want, and everything's great, and then all of a sudden you've got a neighbor right next door that's just acting the fool.
He's come over to, you know, ask him to stop, and the guy's just being adamant, like, nope, I'm going to do whatever I want on my property, and I'm just going to sit here being creepy, videoing your wife. I don't understand
anyone is going to
sit there and say that to somebody. I would expect him to be like, oh, I wasn't videoing your wife. I was just like, you know, taking some video of like down the street. Something like that. I cannot believe that the dude just flat out like, yep, and nope, not stopping.
Yeah, what a creep. And it's
that's next level creepy.
Yeah, and those type of people aren't probably going to be selling their house, you know, in the next month or two.
Nope, they like the view.
Yeah, yeah. So that is... Okay, so this is where we need your help, especially if you have been in a situation where your neighbor has been creepy or been just a bad neighbor and how you approached the situation, short of moving, I don't know.
I know, and I think you probably, to even entertain getting some sort of restraining order or anything, I'm sure you probably have to have the proof. And video that he was indeed videoing his wife. Otherwise, it's just like, hey, the guy was like pointing the video camera in my wife's direction.
Yeah.
And just assuming he's recording.
Oh, that is just creepy. All right.
Yeah.
502-571-99. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. So Grant's creepy AF neighbor not hiding the fact he's using his phone to record videos of his wife. He even told him to stop. And the neighbor said, there's nothing you can do about it. It's on my property.
It's probably exactly how he sounded too.
Yeah, now he wants to know what he can do. Like, he doesn't want to move. They just literally moved there 6 months ago.
Yeah, that's just such a tough situation. Connie says, well, now you know why the house was for sale.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, if you can't build a fence, I'd say cut the losses and move again. Have you seen Fear Thy Neighbor? People are cray cray. This could escalate, not worth it.
Oh, dang. All right.
Yeah, but then Pamela says, Barney costumes make great attire for car washing. LOL.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And Brittany said, start washing the car in a bikini. You, not your wife. And then a lot of people were just like, that's a phenomenal idea. Jennifer said, better yet, he can give one of his buddies $20 to wash his car in a Speedo. Bet that would teach him.
Yeah, banana I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say, use a G-string. Wear some of your wife's underwear. Actually,
exactly.
Who knows? Maybe he'd like that more.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say, who knows?
It might make it worse.
Alyssa texts us from Mitchell, Indiana. You mean the home of Gus Grissom? All right.
Wow. Welcome, Mitchell friends.
So Alyssa says, yeah, we've been in a similar situation. I would get super petty. Start recording my neighbor every time he's outside.
Yeah.
Make it obvious. Mm-hmm. Even get friends involved. Make it like paparazzi.
Oh, wow.
I would put cameras on the outside of my house, real or fake. Point them in his house. Add nice, extra bright security lights pointing in that direction.
Yeah, a lot of people mention that, too.
Yeah. Hopefully gets a taste of his own medicine, backs off.
Man.
Yeah. Everybody says, too, just try to document everything you're doing, but give him a taste of his own medicine. You know, fence, cameras pointed at him, kind of give him the same treatment.
Yeah. A lot of people are seeing. A lot of people are saying, see if he's married. And if so, go to the wife.
Doesn't sound like he is.
That doesn't sound like the actions of a guy who's.
Yeah. I don't think anybody that is married would act like that.
Well, no, let's not say that, but I would say maybe.
Well, we'll get away with acting right, like that exactly. as often get, as he seems to be doing it.
All right. Dude, that is a tough situation. Chastity says, hey, why don't you see if there are HOA rules and regulations that you might be able to look and see if there's any sort of violation there?
Yes, that could be too, because a lot of people mentioned those HOA people, they like to get in people's business. So
I was gonna say,
put them on alert. It's going down.
Find the president of your HOA if there is one in your neighborhood.
You know what we should do? We should have Robert Hassenpepper, aka the president of the HOA, call him. Because he's got the neighborhood watch going on, right? Didn't Robert Hassenpepper?
No, it wasn't.
Start up the neighborhood watch?
It wasn't Robert.
Who was his first officer?
I want to say it was William.
Was it William?
William Hassenpepper, sir! President of the HOA! Hi, how you doing? We're going to need to do some inspections on your house!
I think that right there, that's my favorite suggestion. I think that's what we do. We take it to the next level.
Grant.
William Hassenpepper.
Grant, we feel for you, man, because that is a tough situation to be in.
Awful. That is awful.
I think there are a lot of good suggestions.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of mediocre.
Fighting fire with fire.
Right, right. So I don't know if you're into fighting fire with fire, but there's plenty of suggestions on how to do that legally, of course.
I need for him to start with washing the car in a Speedo.
I think that's a good way to start.
I bet the
other
neighbors would like sit on the porch, get some popcorn, and watch it go down too.
I mean, I like the fact of just having security, like floodlights, and just literally point them at his house in his
100%.
In his windows.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's a good start too. So, Grant, yeah. Keep us posted. Sorry that you're going through it like this. And
no, but I'm invested now.
Yeah. You know, hopefully it works out for the best for you. And that is group therapy. If you want to throw your suggestion in, we always toss these up on the Facebook page for you to debate at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Look, we're not going to say that you're going to learn every single day, but if you're smart, you will.
Yes, you should always be on a quest for knowledge each and every day.
And our show is one where you should be able to point out tidbits of information and go, you know what? I'm going to put that in my pocket, save it for later.
Learn that from Ben and Kelly.
All right. Sometimes knowledge happens on this show.
We always say that it's an educational program.
Yeah. So this is one of those times where we try to give it to you straight. All right. Mm-hmm. It's our stupid fact of the day where we look something up on the internet and bring it to you as fact. You ready?
I'm ready.
The average human... That means you or I, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Excretes 6,500 gallons of mucus in a lifetime.
Wow. Who is in a lifetime? Who is investing that kind of time to measure and keep track of that?
Probably an intern.
Okay. That's a lot. Like, how many years, what are they in an average lifetime? How many years is that? It's like in the, what, mid-80s, right? Is that how long most people are living?
Probably.
Interesting.
6,500.
Blech.
Giggity.
That's a lot.
So there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day.
Also, I'm adding excreting to my list of words I hate.
Excretion, excreting.
Excretion, excrete, all of them. The family of that word. Nope. I don't like that word.
So
add that to panties.
And put those together, excrete and panties.
And moist.
Oof. Excrete, moist, panties. Oh, God.
All of it. Oh, that's a bad
list.
That's
a trifecta right there. That's a trifecta. All right. Stupid fact of the day.
Okay.
Moist, panties, excrete.
Oh, stop.
mucus.
No, I should have said that together.
All right.
We don't put those together. That is all gross. Gross, gross, gross.
On 99.7 DJX.
This went downhill fast.
It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. We always try to give you setting the bar stories. Which are these, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so you probably, I mean, look, this is going towards anybody who might be considering committing a crime today. All right.
Okay.
So, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to run from police on a paddleboard, you're doing okay.
A paddleboard is the getaway vehicle?
Yeah, so listen, cops got several reports of some dude in an SUV driving recklessly last week, right?
Uh-huh.
Guy's name is Josh. Showed up. They realized there was a warrant for his arrest. So they tried to arrest him, but Josh fled the scene.
Uh-huh.
On a paddleboard.
They can't catch me. I'm just going to grab this. I'm going to paddle away to freedom.
Yeah, he ditched his SUV, drove into a nearby canal, stole someone's stand-up paddleboard, and started paddling away on it.
And he was all like, you know what? I thought these things went faster.
I know. So cops were just kind of like following him, tracked him for about two blocks until he...
walking along the shore.
Until he emerged from the creek.
Here, come back, buddy.
That's right. Josh is arrested now, so.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to run from police on a getaway with a getaway vehicle that has a top speed of about 3 miles an hour, you're doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and maybe consider not breaking the law, too.
Well, then there's that, too.
I mean, we can just generalize.